Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. I'm continuing a message I started a couple days ago, which I've entitled God's Laundry. And I took that, or made that title from a scripture passage found in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 27, which speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit in this hour, is referring to Jesus. This is that He might present to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. Another translation says to present to Himself a glorious church in stainless glory, no stain, no wrinkle, no such disfigurement. And by definition, a spot is, by the noun, means a blemish or a defect. The Greek means to soil or defile, like you get your clothes dirty with, you fall down, or you're working, for example, in the garden and you're kneeling down and your trousers would get dirty. And that definition means that it's generally easy to remove. We talk about spots on our clothing, and if it's just dirt, if you spray some shout on it, it will. It's relatively easy to remove. It comes out in the wash. And James tells us in that first chapter, verse 27, pure religion and undefiled is to keep oneself unspotted from the world. And the worldliness sort of represents spots. It's something that can affect all of us if we're not careful. It entices the flesh nature, the natural man. It can lead to moral insensibility. It sort of deadens our conscience. And worldliness, of course, leads to death. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And so, let's move on now, because that is, spots are dangerous, but what is a little more serious are stains. If you get some dirt on your clothes, you can kind of just brush it off if it's dried, or mud. You will come out easily, but a stain, you try getting some mustard on your clothes, well, you better try to get it washed off really quick, because that is more difficult to remove. It is in the very fabric. It's like a spot. And this refers to, or suggests, as I was meditating on this, the flesh or the sin nature. And the actual definition of stain, and perhaps some of you like to work in the house, in the workshop, it means to color, such like to stain wood or glass or cloth by processing or affecting it chemically or otherwise, the material or substance itself, whether it's wood or cloth or glass. It alters it. It changes us. And beloved, we came into the world changed with original sin. We are inherited, if you will, the fallen nature, the sin nature of our first parents, Adam and Eve. And so, using our laundry analogy, stains are a little more difficult to come out. Remember that song, "What Can Wash Away My Sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." There's no man-made way. There's no worldly or natural way. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In the word recorded by the prophet Isaiah, that first chapter, verse 18, the Lord is appealing to His people. He says, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And there's a powerful passage found in Malachi, the 3rd chapter, verse 2. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. And this is so precious. He shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Praise God. And of course, we are kings and priests unto our God, according to that 1st chapter in the book of Revelation. So if you will, stains are the stain of sin. And that is something that if you really love God, you are going to, not that we're any, none of us are perfect. We continually fall short of God's glory. But if we confess our sins and turn from them, if we confess them, He is just and faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. And then that work of the Holy Spirit, he's cleansing the body of Christ. He's cleansing us, all of our hearts, from spots, stain, and wrinkles. What's a wrinkle? Well, that's a little more serious. That's the devil's business, if you will. What is the definition? It's Middle English, and it means wrinkled, twisted. It was probably taken from the Old English gerinclad, G-E-W-R-I-N-C-L-A-D. The root word is akin to wrenchan, W-R-E-N-C-A-N, or our English equivalent to wrench. It means it's been forcibly affected. The Greek refers to that as a fold, a drawing together. By definition, it means to pucker or mar by a small ridge or furrow, a crease. Now, sometimes they will put in men's trousers, they will put a permanent wrinkle. That's trying to be a crease, if you will. But, and then of course, that's the purpose of, iron, to iron out the wrinkles, if you will, and to put proper creases where they should be. So the Greek means a fold, a drawing together, by definition to pucker or mar by small ridge or furrow, a crease. And this scripture, this word is only used one place in the New Testament, and that's Ephesians 5:27, which is the scripture I've really based this message on, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such blemish. Praise God. And that word wrinkle that is used, our English word, it's unlike a spot or a stain. It isn't removed. You can't wash it off or lift it off generally. Something's happened to the fabric. In some cases, it's been injured, if you will. It's been pressed or compressed or crushed or squeezed. Like, ladies or gentlemen, if you take clothes out of the washing machine before you get it in the dryer, it's a mass of wrinkles, isn't it? It's been pressed. It's been spun around, so the moisture has been removed. And so those wrinkles, obviously, will mar our beauty. It mars a garment. In the old days, where they don't have these modern fabrics they do today, which are shed wrinkles, if you will, a cotton garment, for example, would be tremendously wrinkled unless it was properly ironed and with the wrinkles taken out of it, or dry cleaned, or whatever cleansing method you chose to use. And the enemy wants to wrinkle. He wants to mar our beauty. He's our adversary. He wants to rob, steal, kill, and destroy, right? If he can't stop us from serving God, he wants to hurt us, to crush us. And let me just share, I'm going to reference again the natural analogy of a natural laundry, if you will. To drip dry They've got all sorts of wonderful fabrics today. You just wash it, hand wash it, or put it in a gentle cycle of a washing machine. And if you hang it up, it will drip dry. In the natural process of time, however long it takes, depending on temperature, as well as gravity, it brings, if you will, healing to the fabric. The wrinkles will fall out. But that's only in modern fabrics. In most cases, an iron needed, like old doilies or silks. You just need an iron at just the right temperature, as well as steam. And I think this is interesting because it talks about the washing of the water of the word. And so we've got the water, and if you will, the water steam of the word, and the Holy Ghost, which provides the heat. He's the fire in the anointing. So there's a kind of a cool analogy there, I think, in terms of what he does. The Good Shepherd, he's restoring our soul. His love and his healing have to penetrate our very being to remove the wrinkles, the damage that the enemy has laid on our souls. He, in Jeremiah 31 and 17, it says, "For I will restore health unto thee, I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they have called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, who no man seeketh after." Praise God. Well, I just want to take a moment and let's pray. Father, Lord, you see the wrinkles, the damage that's been inflicted by the enemy, by the situations that has come into the lives of so many of your people, the deep hurts, and only you can heal. Only you can take those wrinkles out of our precious garment. You want a church without spot, stain, or wrinkle. And Father, we call upon the Holy Spirit to do that work in our lives, to do the work. Help us to do the work, to walk in grace that you called us to do. And Lord, that which we cannot do, we rely on the healing power and the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. We thank you for it, Lord. Amen and amen. Well, my time is gone, and I'll bring this broadcast to a close, and we'll conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. And if you need prayer support, I will personally pray for you and answer your letter. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.